Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves. Braves fall 12-10, and now they look for payback tonight, 7:21st pitch, to see if they can get the second win in a four-game series against the Giants. All of the action right here on your home for the Braves, Sports Radio, 680 The Fan. Don't forget, you still have time to get $10 off of a full-service oil change today only at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you are looking to refinance your home or investment property, then you need to contact the fine folks at South Point Financial Services at SPFS.com. That's SPFS.com. Home team in for Matt Chernoff here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on the Fan 680-93.7 FM. Always like working with you, King. Always a fun time. Always learn something when I'm with you.
All right. Well,
one thing I appreciate.
Supposed to do that every day. Yes. Hopefully, it'll be during the CFT in a few minutes.
Well, why don't you give us a tease of what's coming up in the CFT?
I got great news in the immediate for one SEC head coach, and I've got the biggest problem possible for another SEC head coach.
It's time for Guy Talk.
So, home team, you're on loan with us from the locker room.
My brother's in the locker room.
Yeah, and not so great moment on Monday for the locker room.
Can I explain?
Sure, I'll let you set the stage, but we have some audio we just all need to talk about.
I don't know
about.
If Chuck actually knows the full story as well.
I only know like a flyover, for
let me
instance.
Let me just give a little background.
I know it's 412 yards. You may want a dog leg. I know the description of what happened.
Locker Room is your morning drive show here on the Fan 680-93.7 FM. Some tough guys, some dudes come in. We got former NFL players. We got a college football guru. You got a guy that's grown up here, and we all just love sports. We converge. Well, it's five guys coming from different parts of the city. Have to be here at 6 o'clock. Try to get here 5:30, 5:40 for a little show meeting. We have a standing order. If you are late to the show, you're buying breakfast. You're having it served over here. Somebody from your family's bringing it over. But if you are late coming in, you have to buy breakfast.
Your baby, you rock it.
And that extends to the guys behind the glass who are equal parts of the locker room.
Big John. Our producer, Big John, and Matt Lear, our engineer and board operator, are part of the show as well.
Well, on Monday, there was a little, I think we will call it a situation with board op engineer Matt Lear, where he was running just a tad bit late. And you guys have a running total. Credit to you guys. You guys have kept stats for the locker room since the beginning of the show. And Matt Lear, because he was not here at the start of the show, y'all started that late clock, and he was going to have to bring in food, but he set a record at 7:12.
We have a new record.
It's amazing.
Wow. I didn't think it was ever going to get broken.
Yes. And it's ongoing. It is, like, the time has not stopped.
Okay.
We had a precedent set on this show.
Put your finger down, man. You got to point fingers.
Well, now you're not a champ anymore. We have a new champ.
No. We had a new champ.
1 hour and 11 minutes, day one, Brian Finneran was late. He
was it an hour and 11 minutes?
Yes. Yeah. And then Hudson beat him. He was 1 hour and 12 minutes late.
Amazing. Thank you.
We are now at 1 hour and 17 minutes. Big John is back there pulling double duty.
So Matt Lear was late at 7:12 and set the new record.
We hold people accountable in the locker room, and that's what makes our show a lot of fun. Every man is held to account.
The intent is 5:30, maybe 5:40. The truth is 6 o'clock, you're going to be late at that point. So it's 6, it's 6:05, it's 6:45, and now suddenly you're into record-breaking territory. And he gets the belt at 7:12.
Now, in fairness, peeling behind the curtain, he sent a group text at 5:57 and said, "I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, we'll get there. Well, the first red flag should have come by our great RBN of Atlanta traffic report that aired at 7:20 a.m.
This is RBN of Atlanta traffic on the Fan.
Right now, we've got trouble up here at Woodstock on 575 southbound. We had a crash here into the express lane entrance, so you cannot get onto the express lanes there. They've also got the right lane blocked in the area as well. Oh, this is all southbound, so plan ahead for that if you're heading on in there.
Listen, I understand. You guys are in break trying to figure out the next segment. It just so happened the very next segment for the locker room, the jokes continued about Matt Lear.
Matt Lear, our distinguished board operator, gave us the "I'm coming in hot" text, and he's a little bit late.
It escapes the locker room.
No. Everybody's held accountable.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on?
I've texted him. I hope he's okay. I don't know. He 30 minutes ago, he said he'd be here in 20 minutes.
Right.
Now, that was an hour ago.
So that was over an hour ago. So I don't know. I hope he's okay.
The traffic gets a little different at 5.
Okay, so that was, what time was this? 7:20?
7:27.
Okay, so at 7:27, someone finally uttered, "I hope he's okay."
Well, here's the deal.
Hour and a half after he says, "Hey, on my way, be there in 20 minutes. Hour and a half later, it occurs to Big John, "I hope he's okay."
Here's the deal. He left home late. Traffic is different at 5 o'clock in the morning than it is at 7:20 in the morning. So we are now thinking maybe he jumped up out of bed because he overslept. He jumped in the car and he left his phone and now he's stuck in traffic. That's what we're thinking.
Well, as Brian Finneran said, traffic hits differently at 7 o'clock. Great foreshadowing from Mr. Finneran. But y'all continued by pointing out, because again, the locker room, they keep track of everything. Y'all keep records. Well, Matt Lear entered into Cal Ripken status, and John Michaels had to make that clear.
5:57. Breakfast on me. Be there in 20.
Be there in 20?
Yeah. That's what it said at 5:57. It's 7:18.
Did somebody call this guy, please?
Fall back asleep? Actually, I go back. Mine started at 5:49.
This is unbreakable.
This might be the unbeatable.
This is Cal Ripken. Nobody's beating this. At some point.
A lot of giggles there, home team.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be held to account. At some point in a four-hour show, if you've missed half of it, you might want to start thinking about turning around and going back home.
Turns out he didn't have that option.
He could not get back home or get any closer to work.
Well, our next traffic update comes at 7:40.
Oh.
Maybe the guys were busy in the first traffic update, but now that the concern is set in, they'll listen to the 7:40 update and get maybe a clue?
This is RBM of Atlanta traffic on the Fan.
Still working this crash here at the off-ramp from 575 southbound to get onto the express lanes up in Woodstock. You cannot do that. Also, we've got the right lane block there in the area as well, so it's kind of wonky. Be careful if you're making your way through here.
It's kind of wonky out there. What do you want us to do? We don't have any information. We try to lead with the facts.
In that 575 southbound to the express lane, you ain't getting on it.
You cannot do that.
I think they listened to the traffic report as the macro and not the micro. That, you know, traffic's bad out there. Not where the traffic was bad at in particularly.
Well, hold up now. It's also getting close to 8 o'clock. What about our breakfast? That's what we're thinking about.
And you got six guys. Not one of them's looking around going, "How's Lear get to work?"
You cannot do that.
Well, I think it finally registered after Atlanta Braves today at approximately 8:08 Eastern Standard Time. The locker room had to make a confession.
He just sent a text during Atlanta Braves today because we heard during one of the traffic updates that there was a crash on 575.
Which is the way Matt Lear comes every morning.
He comes here every single day. Unfortunately, Matt Lear was in the crash on 575. Now, he is okay. A little shaken up from what we've been told, but he is okay. My bad.
There you go.
We're still getting breakfast. He wasn't going to make it at 6 o'clock anyway, so we still get breakfast.
So you're going to still make the man get breakfast? He's got a car accident?
If he's texted at 5:57, I'll see you in 20 minutes. It's breakfast time. So, I don't know where the wrong is. We were trying to find a location of a man who said he was 20 minutes away. We did not hear from him. We got our traffic updates. They didn't say Matt Lear was the cause of the crash or give any names.
And so, 2 hours and 20 minutes after the initial text.
My bad.
It's just been a shooting gallery at Matt Lear. Just shot, 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 shot. And then 2 hours and 20 minutes after the text, it's, My bad.
My bad.
It's breakfast time. Yeah, where's the Chick-fil-A? Where's the Waffle House?
Get the EMTs, just hit the drive-thru.
We're thinking he left his phone. Maybe he's in line, and we even talked about.
Oh, you got some tongue depressors. You got some gauze.
We even talked about, if you're late, do you hurry up and get to work, or do you stop and take your time because you're already late?
Oh, no, you bought the ticket. You got to pay for it at that point. You bought the ticket.
Breakfast time.
I love the best part about it was in the beginning of that last clip, after y'all finally realized it was Matt Lear in the accent. Everybody knew he takes 575 to come in from work, but none of that came together earlier.
Can I get an update from Matt Lear? How is he right now? Because I haven't seen him.
Well, we have a whole lot going on with that because I called his wife and asked her to ask him, because usually our wives will get us to get in our ears
act
a little
reasonable.
Bit. Yeah, differently, because it's breakfast time. He was going to try. No, I didn't ask her to bring breakfast. I knew he was going to try to come to work today. He came to work today. And I called him yesterday and told him not to come to work today. Go get checked out. Heal up, because when you're in an accident, something might not be hurting right now. Oh, that could be hurting on Friday.
Yeah, a day or two later is when it's going to hit you, man. Kind of like, you know, as an adult, I don't know, you play golf, tennis, whatever, and you feel fine when you got a great day out there. And the next morning, you're like, damn, I'm sore. Car wreck. So he hits the median.
Yes.
And then is at work the next day.
Came the next day. Now, I guess you can give him some kudos for being a tough guy and, you know, working some things out.
I would have done that if I was 25. I said, hell yeah, I would have chest bumped him. Dude, stay home.
So we are a loving and caring show. But
as long as you get your biscuits.
It's breakfast time. He didn't bring breakfast this morning. So what do we do with that?
I think extenuating circumstances as the blocker charge on the guardrail happened.
Pretty sure you Ubered in, dude.
I mean, what do you want me to do? What do you want us to do? We looked out for him. He said he was coming in. The good thing is he is okay. That's the most important thing. The second most important thing is, when is breakfast arriving?
All right. I'm not on that show, and I'm not trying to fuel discontent. I will say, though, if he doesn't have to buy breakfast, nobody has to buy breakfast anymore.
And that's not how we operate.
So if he doesn't have to pay for being late, I mean, at that point, nobody's paying for being late. That's how it works.
On the next Guy Talk, we figure out who could swing by and bring Mac Lear to work so he doesn't have to take Uber. That's Guy Talk.
So
my bad.
Off his back foot, touchdown!
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta. Because money matters.
Good to be the king.
Rhonda, sup? Rhonda has sold 3 homes for me as an adult. A lot of them when I was kids, but 3 as an adult. Difference between using her, traditional agent, nearly $35,000. No $500 up front, not doing that right now. Market conditions, inventory, all that. 7/8% at closing, boom, you're done. Rhonda Duffy, fantastic representation. DuffyRealtyATL.com. I said, great news in the immediate for one SEC head coach. Well, that's Kirby Smart. And the only, I think, great news that Kirby Smart could get in the immediate in June is, hey, look, he got a commitment. So, yes, that is the great news in the immediate of right now. Kirby has gotten a commitment from A.J. Harris. Who is A.J. Harris? He's a 6'2" corner. And I'll leave it at that. There's not a whole lot of those kids. Now, there's a lot of 6'2 kids you can line up at corner. He's a 6'2", 180-pound corner. He's going to be a senior this coming year, Phoenix City, Alabama. You don't know where Phoenix City is? Columbus, the state line right there, Georgia and Alabama. Okay. Well, this kid is a 5-star corner. And there's not a lot of 5-star corners. And again, I'm going to go back. There's not a lot of 6-foot-plus corners, especially who play at a 5-star level. So A.J. Harris out of Phoenix City, Alabama, going to Georgia. God bless Kirby, and I'm sure it'll be a great experience for A.J., and then he'll be a first-round pick, and it'll turn out that way. So that's the best news possible for Kirby. He got a commitment from a kid who there just aren't a lot of kids like that out there. It is also the biggest problem possible for another SEC head coach. That would be Brian Harsin. I said that there is one of those kids in Phoenix City, Alabama. Phoenix City, Alabama. Phoenix City Central. Right now, for the approaching high school season, since modern recruiting day started in the early to mid-90s and the star and the ranking system and all that, this is the highest rated in-state recruiting class the state of Alabama has ever had. And Auburn is a school that they've heard some other kids talk about, maybe. time was, if you were a recruit good enough to play in the SEC and you were from the Yellowhammer State, other SEC programs wouldn't even recruit you because they knew if you were going to weren't going to Alabama, you were going to Auburn. If you weren't going to Auburn, you're going to Alabama. Bo Jackson, he got recruited by those two schools. Everybody else has said, nah, you're not going to waste my time. That's just what it was. That is not the case right now. When I say this is the greatest class maybe ever in modern recruiting times, Alabama is not a hugely populous state. They got 8 5-star kids this year. 8. And if you're looking at where they're leaning or committed right now, it's Bama, 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 Georgia, Clemson, Penn State, Bama, Auburn. That's not nearly enough for the built-in advantage. Brian Harsin's got a lot of work now. He's got a great field to work through, but he's got a lot of work to do on this recruiting class.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta on the College Football Voice of the South, 680 The Fan.
All right, when we get back, there's a negative UGA recruiting narrative that Kirby Smart can't do much to fix for almost 2 years. We'll get to that when we return here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show. Home team Brandon Leak in for Matt Chernoff. This is The Fan, 680-93.7 F.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Home team Brandon Leak in for Matt Chernoff with the King. This is the station where champions are crowned. The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. World champs searching for that title defense this year. They now look for a get back game with the San Francisco Giants. Giants win 12-10 last night at Truist Park, and everybody in town still has time to get $10 off of a full-service oil change today only at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you are looking to refinance your home or an investment property, then all you need to do is contact the fine people at South Point Financial Services at spfs.com. That's spfs.com. We've talked about golf. We've talked about the Hawks. We've talked about the LIV tournament and how much Brooks Koepka has gotten the $100 million deal. We talked about Kirby Smart with his impending, looks like $10 million deal worth who knows how much. But there's something else that Kirby has going on right now, and it looks like there's not much he can do to fix this, even though it may go on for the next 2 years.
Yeah, if it needs fixing. There is a negative recruiting narrative for the Bulldogs.
It's boring and y'all hate it and it's not explosive.
And if Stetson Bennett is the starter again this season, it will be at least the end of April 2024 before the program under Kirby can claim NFL draft success at quarterback. Now, the reason I said if it needs to be fixed, doesn't appear to me it's slowing down recruiting at that position in the least. In fact, I would say Georgia has recruited that position better than any other program in America. If you look at the parade of 4 stars and 5 stars, and I'm going to include Jamie Newman and JT Daniels in that. If you go back and look, Rick's final season, they go to Auburn and win. And then it was, I think it was the Auburn game. After the Auburn game, one of the road, everybody else goes back to Athens. He goes to Washington State to have French toast with Jacob Eason the next morning. He's going to get fired. He fired himself in Jacksonville that year. He was getting fired. Everybody was sort of suspecting it, that it didn't matter if you beat, you know, whatever. He goes out and secures Jacob Eason's commitment. You know, I'm going to stick with it. Well, Kirby has to bring that home. So even the efforts of Mark Richt, you still got to give to Kirby. five-star there, high four-star in Fromm. You know the roster there. He keeps getting those kids to commit to the Bulldogs program, despite the fact that he doesn't have NFL draft success to sell. Now, Arch Manning could be next. In fact, I'm not having anybody who has said definitively, yep, that it's over, he's going there, he's just waiting to commit. I've had folks, and this is either on the air, we've had conversations, or off the air conversations, or text messages. I can't find anybody to give me a negative about Arch and his visits and the relationships and his opinion of the Georgia program and playing there. And my point has been, if you are going to choose your final three of Texas, Georgia, Bama, I don't know. If I'm a five-star quarterback, I know where I'm going.
Alabama.
Thank you, home team. I'm going to Alabama. But that's not the case. Arch Manning, and Steve Sarkisian, he doesn't have an established track record of guys he has recruited and coached and then sent to the NFL either. Nick Saban does, or his offensive coordinators, or that program, or whatever. I don't know what's important to Arch. And Arch may look around and go, yeah, I don't need somebody with a track record. I need this offense and these receivers and that offensive line and all that's fantastic. Somehow, what is supposed to be the most important position to avoid any sort of negative outcomes, whether it's verbal on the recruiting trail or getting signatures in February, quarterback, all right? Kirby ain't doing anything in the NFL right now with these guys, and he keeps getting them into town more than anybody else. I wouldn't surprise me in the least if Arch commits there and signs. Well, not one bit.
If he wants to look at the ledger, Mac Jones played at Alabama. What's he doing? He's starting in the NFL. Tua, he played at Alabama. What's he doing right now? He's starting in the NFL. Jalen Hurts played at Alabama. What's he doing? He's starting in the NFL. So if you just look at what's going on, and, you know, maybe what I'm looking to see, if Arch Manning does choose Georgia and what's going on, especially in a tight end room, you look at Arik Gilbert, when you look at Brock Bowers, when you look at Oscar Delp, maybe there's a transformation right between our eyes, right before our eyes, that we have yet to see yet. But if Arch Manning does choose Georgia, will he be the guy where you have to change what's going on?
It?
Well, you have to throw the ball. Well, your quarterback is throwing for 4,000 yards.
I tell you what, it is. Let's just say it's a five-star quarterback recruit, but it's just an anonymous five-star quarterback recruit. You got to have bells to tell a national championship head coach, y'all come there, but I need you to change your offense for me.
Maybe not a point your finger kind of thing,
sure.
But just McKirby says, you know what, I have to do it. Now.
This is not a normal five-star recruit. I'm not saying talent-wise, my gosh, he's the best quarterback recruit I've ever seen. I haven't seen him play. What I'm saying is we all know the background to Arch Manning, which is why I've said the giant asterisk here is I'm evaluating this strictly on what's your path to the NFL. I don't know what's important to Arch or his daddy or mama or the family or anything, but I know that what has to be in place with other recruits or what may impress other recruits, it may not even register to Arch Manning.
And see, I'm looking like what I'm hopeful for is if he becomes the one, because for all that Saban is, he did have a run where he had some good college quarterbacks and Brody Croyle and John Parker Wilson and
AJ was McCarron. AJ was the only one who really made it to the pros out of that
right.
bunch. Like McElroy played for the Jets for a few years, but he didn't have really a career.
Brody Croyle got drafted by the Chiefs, nothing.
Was on a roster, didn't really have a career.
Blake Sims, nothing. Coker win a national championship, nothing.
No.
So he did have a run, you know, kind of like Kirby is going through. Well, you hope he has a run. He's got quarterbacks, but they're not going to be starters in the NFL.
And here's
right
the funny
now.
Thing. Do you remember Jalen Hurts, the narrative when because he was a true freshman, he did not start the season opener. He went in like the third possession and everybody looked around and was like, all right, he's the quarterback now. The talk about Jalen Hurts was, well, he won't play quarterback there. Nick Saban has never had a running quarterback, and he hadn't. And Jalen Hurts, when he was a freshman, he was a running quarterback somewhat. Hell, he won the LSU game being a running quarterback. Wound up being a passing quarterback, and he starts in the NFL now. So that's a kid who took – they had three NFL draft picks at quarterback in five seasons.
And now they have the first guy to win the Heisman in Bryce Young. So there you go.
He's going to get drafted next year.
You got to say.
That'll be 4 and 7 years.
Probably going to be starting somewhere in the NFL. We'll get to a situation. The Atlanta Braves have something we are seeing right now that we will need and will probably have in the postseason. We'll get to that. But first, stay connected to all the latest news, your favorite fan shows on the 680 Fan app that's driven to you by Beaver Direct. The fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle, visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what wow really means.
Wow!
Download the Fan app now in the iTunes and the Google Play stores. We saw this last night. We've been seeing this all year long. We saw it last year, too. We have some dudes that can do something right now that we probably will need in the postseason, and there should be no problem, particularly when Ozzie Albies comes back. But it's the guy who can score late in the game from first base. And you look at what was going on, the base running we've seen so far in this series, guys getting up on the horse, guys taking the sign from Ron Washington on third. But you look at
I know what the sign is. Go.
The arm.
Go.
The arm.
Yeah, that's the sign.
But you look at the places where they are. Ronald Acuña Jr., top of the lineup. He can score first to home. Ozzie Albies, first to home. Dansby, wherever you want to put him. You put him at the top, put him in the middle, put him at the bottom, first to home. And now what Michael Harris brings now, depending on where you could be as far as pinch running situations, late in games.
You got a triple, and guys don't get triples anymore.
First to third, no problem, none of those guys. And also first to home. I want to talk to Chris Domino about that. And, you know, having now an extra set of wheels with Michael Harris now being a part of the situation. And when Eddie Rosario comes back, what that means for the outfield and how you utilize him so he doesn't go cold with the bat the way he's, you know, showing off at the plate when he gets his opportunities to hit.
Interesting you bring this up, because I had talked before the season started that there are a lot of things that are going to come. And it's not because I understand baseball better than everybody else. It's just I watch a whole lot of American League Baseball in addition to the Braves, because the Astros are over there. So for years, I've been watching, you know, four or five American League games a week. I said, there's this word that's going to pop up over these different situations on team. I said, you're going to catch yourself thinking, like having a thought, and then you're going to pause and go, wait a minute, why? Like, hey, I'm going to see if this relief pitcher can get to the end of the inning. And you're like, wait a minute, why? I got a DH. When you add the DH, there's no reason for it to get the relief pitcher to the end of the inning. I'm going to pinch run here. Wait a minute, why? I'm going to pitch hit here. Wait a minute, why? I'm going to get aggressive on the bases. Wait a minute, why? Like, literally, the American League takes away so much because you have the DH as part of it. And you're right. In a league where you don't really run aggressively, you don't steal bases, why would you steal a base? I got a thumper coming up.
Are you waiting for the two-run shot?
Yeah, why am I, you know, single to right center and I'm on first, I'm off at the crack of the bat, maybe I'll just stay at second. Maybe, you know, why am I going to take the extra base? And the Braves have been doing that. And you're right, they got, I think Ozzie's the fastest guy on the team.
I don't know, that Acuña Jr.
I know, folks, sometimes Matt says the same thing. I'm like, he may have run himself, or he's just going to grow out of that.
It's like Devin Hester. You remember Devin Hester? He just looked like he was running. You did not realize how much faster than every other elite athlete on the field he was in comparison. And that's what Ronald Acuña Jr. is. He's so fast, it doesn't look like he's fast.
But I'm having to go back like 10, 15, 20 years. Like, you know what I think, taking the extra base or runner, you know, first to third? I think like Torrey Holt or Ichiro or somebody like that. I don't think about modern-day players getting aggressive on the base pass. I think what the modern day third base coach or the directive or the strategy is, hey, man, stop at the base. Don't test that outfield arm. We got somebody coming up who can drive you in.
Oh, you know you're going to have a couple of starter pitchers, three. You want Ian Anderson to you know, be that third guy. You know the way the bullpen has setting up, what we would expect whether if we win the NL East or if we're a wild card team. And your closing situation with Will Smith and Kenley Jansen, maybe that will be a ride, or maybe they figure some stuff out at the end of the summer. But there's some things you know, and now you know you have maybe an extra set of wheels or two that can help you late in the game.
Well, that Michael Harris thing, that's a revelation, man. I said that with Duvall in left and Harris in center and then Acuña in right, it's the best outfield defense in the National League.
The question will become, what does AA have to do? Does he have to do anything? Now, clearly, I always want to look to, you know, prepare for the last few months of the season. Is this the move already that might make the biggest difference?
Oh, and Rosario is coming back, too.
Exactly. So what is he going to have to do at the trade deadline if he has to do anything?
What's going to happen is when you've got a bear of a right-hander, which like right now that may be like Joe Musgrove from San Diego or Flaherty if he gets rolling, or Buehler. Ozuna doesn't play that night. Like, you're going to give Ozuna a night off against a wicked right-handed starting pitcher. You're going to put Rosario in. So that's what Michael Harris allows you to do. And it also allows you to never have to consider putting Ozuna in left field again.
No, we should never, ever have to see him unless there's an injury out in left field again. It's not his job. It's not what he's required to do.
You played Little League Baseball?
Yes, I did for
right
a
field
long time.
Was where you just put the kid in right field because I don't know how they did it in Decatur or DeKalb where you grew up. In Gwinnett County, everybody had to play at least three innings.
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, you didn't have to.
So the coaches wanted every kid to play, but you know what it was. The guy in right field was probably the kid that was a little bit more challenged.
Yeah, he wasn't very good. And so the final three innings in Gwinnett, because I guess we were cold and ruthless. You had to play three innings, but that's it.
You know what? I don't like to do a show on ruthlessness in sport, because I can remember vividly there was a game we were coming up towards the end of the season, and our coach wanted to win. I played second base, and he went with some old Buttermaker stuff. He told me, he whispered in between innings, "I don't care where it is, go get it." It was.
Oh, you were Kelly Leak?
Anything to the right field, go get it. If you can get it, go get it. And you felt kind of bad. I got chewed out because fly ball came to a kid and he couldn't catch. And I could have gotten it. And I let him try to catch it.
And he did.
And he dropped it.
Yeah. You have to save people from themselves sometimes on things.
Learning.
You have to save folks from themselves.
Learning by doing is a good way to learn. When we get back, coming up, a very special report for guys who have just stopped thinking. We'll get to that. He's Chuck Oliver. I'm home team in for Matt Chernoff. This is the Chuck and Chernoff Show. This is the Fan, 680 93.7 FM. Nah, come on. Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on the Fan, 680 93.7 FM, your home for the Atlanta Braves. Braves get ready for game three of their four-game set with the San Francisco Giants, 7:20 first pitch. You can hear all of the action right here on the Fan, 680 93.7 FM. What else can you hear? A great, great podcast that we have all over the place. And if you want to hear more out of 680 The Fan, all you have to do is check out our array of incredible podcasts at the Podcast Park, brought to you by Associated Credit Union. They offer you some listening pleasure. From Braves to the Dogs, Falcons to beer. You got the audio fun bag, the 643 podcast with Dylan Short telling you about the Atlanta Braves. You got Bucks Beat if you want to hear from UGA Man. It has some UGA information. You got the Southern Beat with Dan Matthews. Beer Guys Radio. I have the Holler at Home Team podcast where we just talk about all kinds of different stuff. All you have to do is go to the Podcast Park to get that. And you can get all of these podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Like and subscribe.
This is a Chuck and Chernoff special report. If you don't listen to this, you could get an STD. A bad one.
We shared this herpes.
Well, maybe.
Goodness.
Yeah, men, we're dumb anyway. I know that, but it never ceases to amaze me. My wife's a PA now. Has been true since January, and so then she started working in her the practice where she works. Whatever. We go out socially with her former classmates in the PA program who are now also working in hospitals and doctor's offices and whatever. So I'm just trying to have nachos, but I'm hearing this conversation about a bunch of stuff I don't understand because it's medical professional stuff. Then something caught my ear, and it has been a very regular story. And I will say that stories are coming in about once a week from colleagues, acquaintances, etc. Men arriving at clinics or doctors' practices with their wives to both get STD tests because the wife has, quote, noticed something.
Oh, boy.
What is she, on the ones and twos?
Well, you don't want her scratching and...
You don't. So...
digging this stuff, she's not a medical professional.
Here is the story. Husband and wife show up, and the story is that the wife, well, I'm having some discomfort or whatever it is that would trigger you to say, hey, let's go get tested. The man shows up with her. They both test positive.
Oh, boy.
Now, if the wife is truly surprised because, oh, I've noticed something, if she had her mind thinking what it may be anyway, AIDS, she would know, wait a minute, if I've got something, it's from him. Short story is, if you've already cheated and now your wife is noticing things, this is not the path to take. Now, I am not trying to counsel guys on how to get away with cheating. I'm trying to keep relationships together. Go separate and somehow generate a clean test. I don't know. Show up and, yep, here's my, I got a clean test. You're positive. What happened? Have an excuse. Anything other than going to the doctor, knowing that you're both filling a cup and like yours may wind up with a hole burn through it. If you know you have been cheating and your wife is experiencing something like that, what the hell are you doing going to the doctor with her to get these tests?
Can you get a Wizinator still off of Amazon?
Something. Now, it was suggested, somebody else came up with it. No, you got to turn it on her. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you got, who have you been with? I'm like, wait a minute. So you've been cheating, but now you got to turn it on your wife. Like, you can't do that. That's like the last step you can't take.
Baby, it was a dirty soda can I was drinking out of.
I'm just,
gotta man, come up with something.
Come, I don't care if you Google. I don't care what you do. And again, I'm not trying to counsel you so you can cheat. I'm saying if you have, this has a predictable outcome. When you both show up and take the swab or fill the cup or whatever the test is, it has a predictable outcome. And based on the stories I'm hearing over dinner, it turns out that way most of the time.
You ever been in the doctor's office with your wife or girlfriend there for results?
I've got AIDS.
For those kind of results?
Any kind of results. I have.
No. So I think so. Nothing serious.
I was more of a braggart. I didn't know that, when you go, we were dating at the time.
Uh-huh.
So girlfriend just kind of went in. She wanted to go in because she didn't want me to leave anything out. And not tell the doctor something that he might need to look at on my arm or elbow or whatever.
Sure, so just to get some tests done.
Well, I had already had the test done. So when we get there, he says, he goes through the appointment, and he says, you got some results. And because he didn't want to say, because she was in there, she can't be here. So he's kind of looking at me and umming and on. Is it all right if she's in here? And I said, tell her. Read it. He said, oh, there's nothing here. Yeah, tell her.
See, you could go chest out. What if you've been tomcatting around?
Oh, then you got a problem.
And your wife, you've been married to 23 years, 12 years, 5 Ooh. Weeks, whatever. You've been married. And you know what you've been doing. See, that's the thing, folks. You run out of math pretty quickly. She knows she hadn't done anything.
You're just being a dirty birdie. And now you're putting other people in harm's way. You're a bad person. That's not a good look.
If you're being a bad person, at least be smarter about it. That's all I'm saying.
And be safe. Oh, my goodness. I can't even think about what the consequences would be.
And think about the medical professional. See, this is the other end of it, trying to, because some of the wives, as the story continues to unfold, they don't get it at first. It's, now, how could that be? How could, really?
Yeah, we know how.
How could we both? Well, how would we have gotten that? And so the medical professional is trying to somehow get across that, you know, how would we have gotten that? Well, we didn't get it.
Yeah, well, I can draw you a picture, ma'am. You really don't want to
know. And there's only one of you sitting here right now with this quizzical look on their face, and the other one knows how, quote, we got it.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. They have unprotected sex all the time they want.
That's just not smart at all. So be smart, be safe, and be loving and committed to what you said you were going to do. When we get back, how long is the lead dog going to be around? We'll tell you next when we return here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show. Home team Brandon Leak in for Matt Chernoff. This is The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
If you're having sports problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems. College ball ain't one.
Yeah, Chuck!
Day 73. All right, and that's still week one. We know about week zero. I said a current SEC coordinator who'll be on the hot hiring list this December, but I don't think he's going to take the job that maybe you want him to. Zach Arnett, he's DC at Mississippi State, and I believe that he is likely to make a jump in his professional life this year, but it will be to a higher ceiling program as a defensive coordinator, sort of a middle ground above Mississippi State. Than taking a head coaching job at a lower tier group of five program. So Zach Arnett's going to be on the list, but you have a choice at that point. Coordinator at a program with a ceiling, then to a playoff caliber program, then head coach. That was Mike Elko, for instance. He was at Wake Forest as defensive coordinator. And he was like, yeah, maybe I don't want to take the kind of job that the Wake Forest DC gets. He went to Notre Dame for a year. Then he went to Texas A&M. Now he's a head coach in Power 5. You may want to take that route. You may want to be Mike Bloomgren. You don't know who Mike Bloomgren is. You're not supposed to. He took the other route where he thought he had some transformational X's and O's. As a coordinator at a program with a ceiling. Mike Bloomgren had been the OC at Stanford. That's a program with a ceiling. When I say a ceiling, here's the difference. If you go 11-1, what happens? If you're at Stanford and go 11-1, if you're at Mississippi State like Zach Arnett and go 11-1 and don't win your division, what happens? At those programs, they send you to a good bowl. At LSU, you get put into the playoffs. At Alabama, Michigan, Clemson, 11-1, and somehow you're not in your conference title game, you get bypassed potentially straight to the playoffs. At Mississippi State, that doesn't happen. And so Zach Arnett, I think, will have a choice between taking a San Jose, Tulsa sort of job or maybe being a defensive coordinator at that next level up from Mississippi State. Mike Bloomgren, the OC at Stanford, that's a program with a ceiling. He decided, nope, I'm ready to be a head coach. So if you're elevating from that level, most often you have to go to a program that you're just not going to win at. He took the head coaching job at Rice. He's been there 4 years. He's won a total of 11 games. He's about to get fired. So he's going to have to go way back behind the line again. The reason I say all this is I think we were talking earlier about Kirby's staff and the four head coaches there. I think Todd Monken is next, and he's not going to have to do San Jose, Tulsa, Middle Tennessee. I think Todd Munkin's the next hire off of Kirby's staff, and it's going to be to a Power 5 program.
Football's coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for the season to start. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy winning titles again.
It does get better, home team. You
can, I was waiting for this to come to an end.
No, you just have to start talking or he'll
No, he's having a lot of fun.
Football's coming up, so you better get it.
You just start talking.
He put a lot of effort into that, so I didn't want to ruin the man's magic behind the glass. Brian Hoyt always ready to play the hits.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.